There have been proposals to ban Indian mascots in Wisconsin schools for more than a decade. Since then, many districts have taken it upon themselves to change mascots, but nearly 40 districts still have them. This plan would let any resident of those districts complain to the Department of Public Instruction if they think a school's nickname, logo, or mascot is racist. The DPI would then hold a hearing and force the school board to prove that they're not being discriminatory. Stevens Point resident and Oneida Nation member Christine Munson testified in favor of the plan.
Indian mascots and logos stereotype living cultures. When in the public schools, they become part of the curriculum and they teach our youth that it's acceptable to stereotype Indian people.
Under this proposal, if the state finds that a school's mascot is racist, a district would have a year to stop using it or they'd start to get fined, potentially on a daily basis. Christine Horbis is a principal at the Kewaskum School District, home of the Indians. She says there are practical financial concerns when you start talking about replacing sports or band uniforms, which normally get used for 15 years before they get thrown out.
To mandate that a school district change everything over within 12 months or be fined up to $1,000 a day is just ludicrous. Whoever wrote that in, they never ran a school district.
But Democratic Education Committee Chair Sondi Pope Roberts says that because this bill's been around for so long, schools have had plenty of time to make this switch. She says districts that have not made the change should start now because, quote, it's coming. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.